When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
49ers are flying to Miami to face the fellow 6-8 Miami Dolphins. The interesting thing about this matchup, outside of obviously the familiarity with Mike McDaniel and some former players still on that Dolphins squad, Jeff Wilson Jr., Raheem Mostert, both teams, while underachieving and in at 6-8, are technically still alive for the playoffs. The Miami Dolphins have a bit of an easier path than the 49ers do, but each team is still alive for the playoffs. So while ostensibly it felt like the 49ers season ended last week, and both Al and I are pretty confident that this team is not making the playoffs, there is still a path for the 49ers to make the playoffs, just like there's still a path for the Dolphins to make the playoffs, which means both teams need to win this game. This is a must-win game for both teams if they still want to keep their playoff hopes alive. For the 49ers, Matt Barrows laid out how to make the playoffs. Now, the 49ers are not going to be able to make it via wild card, so they have to win the division. The Seahawks losing to Green Bay last week was a big help. And so on December 18th, Barrows tweeted out the path for the 49ers, and it looks like this. The 49ers have to win out. They have to win their three remaining games. They play the Dolphins this week in Miami. They host the reeling Lions, not that they are reeling in record or play, but rather it just feels like they're getting to the point where they're not gonna be able to field a defense. They have so many injuries, which is kind of a stark, I guess, I don't know, a stark comparison between the 49ers, who have had their own injuries, and the Lions. The Lions have had a wealth of injuries, and they are still 12-2. And the 49ers have had their own injuries and they are 6-8. But again, they have to win out at Miami, home for Detroit, and then at Arizona. The part of the path that makes it pretty unlikely is that both the Seahawks and Rams have to lose their next two games, and then those teams play each other in week 18. And that game needs to end in a tie. So if the 49ers win out, the Seahawks and Rams lose their next two and then tie each other in week 18, and the Cardinals lose to the 3-11 Panthers at home on Sunday. Again, unlikely, but the Panthers have been playing better. Then the 49ers would win the NFC West at 9-8. And so their path to the playoffs, while very, very slim, it's still there. And so both teams are going into this game needing to win in order to keep their playoff hopes alive. The Dolphins still have an ability to make the playoffs as the last wild card team in the AFC. They are currently two games behind the Chargers, who have a pretty tough schedule, including a game tonight against the Broncos. I'm recording this. It is 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Thursday. So they are playing at Denver on Thursday night. They need the Broncos to beat the Chargers. They need the Chargers to lose one more game, and then the Dolphins need to win out. And there's a couple other things that need to happen for the Dolphins, but this is a 49ers podcast. We're not going to get into that. But all of that to say, again, this game does still have some meaning. It looked at the beginning of the season like it could be a game of big, big importance for both teams, but because of their underachieving, largely due to injuries for the Dolphins, it was that injury to Tua. For the 49ers, it was CMC, and then you know, just a host of other small injuries, including Brandon Ayuk. That's not a small injury, but so this game is interesting because, for the most part, I think a lot of fans have kind of checked out on this team already, and I get it, I understand. But there's still some hope. Now, I think most fans would prefer that they lose out because it will make their draft pick better. Going into a season where we are looking at a massive Brock Purdy extension and the need to replenish both lines of scrimmage, the offensive line and the defensive line, specifically on the offensive line, they need an upgrade at center. Aaron Banks is a free agent. I don't think they're going to bring him back. They should not bring him back. So they'll be looking for a possible left guard as well. And then on the defensive line, they really, really need to get Nick Bosa a running mate, a young running mate. Leonard Floyd, they could bring him back next year, but they need somebody opposite Nick Bosa, and then they need to replenish that interior defensive line. So obviously, the higher the draft pick, the more likely you are to be in position to make your team better. And so I think a lot of fans at this point, even though the 49ers can make the playoffs, they would probably prefer that this team lose out and secure a top 15 draft pick to really kind of set off what Al and I have called kind of the next chapter in this 49ers and Kyle Shanahan journey. The old core, right? George Kittle, Debo Samuel, Fred Warner, you know, it seems like the window is kind of closed for them, and they need to look now to the future. And so while fans would prefer a loss, this is a prideful team. In fact, Mike McDaniel in a press conference earlier this week asked, you know, kind of what his thoughts were on the 49ers being 6-8 coming into this game. You know, does it make it not necessarily less stressful for him, but, you know, he said, one thing I know about that team is they are a prideful team, and they pride themselves on playing good football. And so they are going to come into this game looking to play good football.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.